Hello, spinners, and welcome back to another podcast episode. On today's episode, we are going to be speaking about receptivity. You must have had this episode before in your life where you greet someone and probably they do not respond back. And you're like, that's rude. And you decide to turn your back on the person and never greet the person again. That's an example of what receptivity can do to you in like a day-to-day life situation. So I will give you the ways that I have opened myself up for different blessings that have come my way. First off, when bad things happen to me, I always think about what the person is going through. Like, as I stated in the previous example, when I greet someone and they don't, respond back, I can just be like, oh, maybe they didn't hear me, and I just get on with my day. And don't allow someone's own bad energy, bad feelings to ruin my entire day, because like that would be like a crazy thing to do, first of all, because they have their own day, I have my own day. I won't allow someone's own energy or their own feelings harm my own day. So I always do that to like help me stay in my own peace and my own lane. Okay, so the second thing that you would do to like make sure that you're open to receiving good things in your life, you're opening to receiving the blessings that God has already sent your way, is to, you know, pray. Always try to pray, like always try to maintain that relationship with God, because trust me, you might feel like, oh, he's just like being churchy and all that. That's not true. When you're reading the Bible consistently, you're reading the Bible every single day, let me tell you, like your life just feels so much different than like someone that doesn't have God in their life. Because when you're always reflecting on the Bible, because the Bible is full of so much wisdom and, you know, instructions on how to live your life, you might feel like it's an old book, but let me tell you, every single circumstance that you think that is so new to in the world right now has already happened back in the days, but maybe it's just like a new translation now because of we have technology around us and all whatnot. But everything that happens now had happened before. Nothing is new. So that is why you have to be close to God, because everything that has already happened is there. And another thing, of course, I had to give you the third thing. Stay tuned. So another thing that you should do is like always believe that good things come to you, because in Psalm 101, like God, you know, says in the Psalm, like David rather, when he's praying and singing praises to God, you know, it's all about like good things come to you easily. To be honest, it's that crazy, because that's where I kind of like got the affirmations. Like, if you have gotten to see my product, that is the affirmations for Christians, I put my heart into this and I made sure that every affirmation was stated and rooted deeply from the word of God, and I didn't change anything, because I read in Revelations that God has already instructed you, do not change anything that you're seeing in the Bible. So no words were twisted or turned to suit how I want you to, you know, feel. Everything was strictly maintained as it's seen in the Bible. So yes, I wanted to say that you should always like think positively about how your day is going to go. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I always smile and I'm like, my day is going to be beautiful, because that way you already know that, oh, the day is going to go beautiful, so nothing that anybody is bringing to me is going to harm my day. You understand? And you just have like these little goals in your life. Like, something really funny that just happened to me recently. Let me just give you an example of how receptivity has opened me up for great things in my life. So one day I saw a man wearing his sneaker shirt, and I was like, how did this man get a sneaker shirt? I want a sneaker shirt too. And I just said that randomly and I went about my day. This month, I signed up for the Lagos Food Bank, which is an initiative that gives out food and, you know, resources, shelter, job opportunities to both Muslims that have been, you know, left widowed, and pregnant women, people in the less privileged societies, you know, they don't have to be Muslims, but this is the season of Ramadan, so that's why we strictly went out for like Muslims that widowed and pregnant. So we went out and did all this, but I realized that this month's outreach was in partnership with Wrigley, and Wrigley is a company that makes chocolate, that's sneakers, your sneaker bars, your Twix bars, your gum, and all whatnot, like Fruity Tooty and all whatnot. Like, I love those, you know, products, to be honest. I have like a huge sugar teeth, and that's why my dentist is always seeing me. But meanwhile, I had the opportunity to get a sneaker shirt. And it was like a full 360 for me, because I was like, who could have thought that because of I said that I wanted this shirt, and I just kept on doing like good works, always giving back to people and not always wanting to take, I got my sneaker shirt. And it was just so funny how it came to me. But like, that's why you should always like be on the positive lane of life. Don't always be like on the this can't work, this why won't this thing work and all whatnot. Just always be like, I'm gonna get what I want, because why won't I get it? And also stop saying that things are expensive. It might look like I'm trying to be cheesy and all whatnot, but something is expensive. It's expensive to you on your lane, but it's not as expensive to like someone that has the money. It's just that you don't have the money. So instead of you to say that it's expensive, just say, I can't afford that yet, but I'm gonna be able to afford that, because I'm ready to put in the work to be able to get into that pay grade, and I won't keep on saying that this is expensive. Rather, I will up my game in the economic part of my life, and I'll be able to afford this. So yes, that are the tips that I have been using to live my life and open myself to the blessings that God has for me. I hope you love this podcast episode, and if you did, you can share it with a friend, you know, because that's what I love doing. I love to share everything I know about how I'm living my own life to make sure that good things come for me, you know. So yes, thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Remember, life spins, but remember to take a break. I love you, Spinner, and thank you so much for listening. Till next time, bye bye.